the organization Ride on the Park is a nonprofit. We do own the building. We lease the building to the hotel operator. Sometimes there's some confusion there that people call us and say they want to book a hotel. Well, we don't do that. We are the landlord, if you will. And one of the things that we're facing now as an organization is to continue the work that we are empowered to do by the nonprofit. And that is basically education. And what we want to see happen is that Ride on the Park can help people appreciate art through architecture. And that's one of the driving forces that's going to keep us moving forward with education and seminars. We've been working with teachers to help put the architecture type of art into the school system. We want people to understand why the building is important. But we are a nonprofit, and so knowing that, any support that anybody could give would be greatly appreciated, because we, even though we own the building, right now we don't get funds from the building. It's still incorporated in all of the compliance that we need to follow through with. But our organization works on membership, and so rideonthepark.org, the website, you can go and become a member and help us preserve the building. Because one of the things that Ann always said was, you know what, that roof is now 15 years old, because it was actually fixed in the year 2000. So a 15-year-old roof is still good, but there'll come a day when we'll need to fix it. And as a landlord, we're going to have those responsibilities. So we want to maintain that building as much as we can to provide the opportunity for people to come and experience the Frank Lloyd Wright experience, but also experience Mason City, and become more attuned to maybe what architecture means in your life and in part of art. So we're hoping that Ride on the Park, the organization, can continue for many, many years to come.
I think another challenge for the WOTP Board of Directors is the members of the board now have been with it from day one, and we need to identify younger people in the community to jump on board and become involved as a board member. And we're doing that through getting committee members who are not board members. A board member has to chair the committee, but we get other members of the community on the committee. So we're really beginning to work on that aspect because, you know, we need to involve younger people in Mason City to get involved.